Welcome to Choose Your Civilization on Claw News. This is your host, Chloe Aldrich. On this not-so-welly-publicized radio talk show, we will answer a phone call and have a guest learn info on an ancient civilization. Okay, folks, let's get started.
Hello?
Hello. Your name is?
Zoe Zucchini.
Excellent. Well, Miss Zucchini, what is an ancient civilization that interests you? Some ideas from tweeting listeners include Shang China, Ancient Rome, and the original McDonald Republic.
That's not supposed to be there. Joey, cut it out!
Yes, boss.
So, what'll it be?
Those are all nice, but how about the one with the mummy and bird gods and the creepy lion's faces?
Ancient Egypt and that sweltering hot Sahara Desert.
Sahara? I think so. Is that the one with sand?
Ancient Egypt it is. I must say, Miss Zucchini, I am rather impressed with your prior knowledge.
Thanks, Chloe. I'm a bit of a historian myself, you know.
Interesting. Well, then permit me to do a small quiz. Miss Zucchini, did you know that 3,100 BC ago they emerged as a civilization? Or that in 1,520 BC, ancient Egypt was at the peak of excellence and had conquered many lands? Or perhaps you could inform me how long they were around? A historian indeed. But obviously, you know that they fell to the Roman Empire in 30 BC when they were being ruled by Pharaoh Cleopatra.
Well, yes, I obviously knew that. Very simple.
Indeed. Do you have any questions, Miss Zucchini?
Well, yes, actually. Would you explain that all over again, only slower, just so I know you know?
Ha ha! Well, folks, looks like we have quite a joker on our hands. Now, back in topic. Ancient Egypt's government was based on religion. The pharaohs and kings ruled alongside a mandate for the gods. It was seen as a truce between mortals and gods. All laws were written in the gods' will, and no written laws were ever found, so we don't know what any are. People who lived there were basically ranked from best to worst, with the pharaohs and gods at the top, and the servants and slaves at the bottom. What say you, Miss Zucchini?
Yes, I knew all that, but may I ask, how you?
Oh, elementary, my dear friend. Moving on, why don't you impress me with some information on ancient Egypt, their language or writing, perhaps?
Sure. Didn't they write in pictures?
Actually, they wrote in hieroglyphs, close to pictures, more like drawings. They spoke a language we have no name for, but call Middle Egyptian, or Ancient Egyptian. Did you know that, Miss Zucchini?
Obviously, I was just seeing if you knew.
Naturally. But did you also know that they invented multiple things settlements use today, including mathematics, geometry, astronomy, surveying, metallurgy, the mill, the plow, the ramp, the lever, writing, paper, medicine, accounting, and more?
Obviously. I must say that your knowledge is alright, but you'll never match me.
I can only dream, Miss Zucchini. Yes, well, what's next? As a matter of fact, I was wondering if you knew—
Wait! I think I'm having a technical difficulties. It says my call screen doesn't have enough cookies. Oh no, I gotta go. Bye.
What a lovely lady and a nice vegetable. In case you're wondering, folks, yes, we get that all the time. Ancient Egypt is an old civilization whose ways vary from our own, and that's a good thing. I am in no mood to be mummified. Thank you for listening to Claw News. That's all, folks. But wait, I have to cite some sources that I found on my amazing memorized speech. If you want to look into this more, folks, you can go to www.ancientegypt.co.uk. Or perhaps you would stick with something shorter and do www.ancient.eu. There are more where that came from. You just gotta look. That's all, folks.